أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من يرزقكم من السماوات والأرض قل الله وإنا أو إياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about the people of Saba, whom Allah had given such great ni'mats, but when they did not believe in Allah and they were unthankful to Allah Ta'ala, how Allah had changed those ni'mats and they became like pictures of Jahannam in this world. Then Allah Ta'ala addressed the non-believers that take a lesson from here. Further to that same, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ To keh, kaun rozi deta hai tumko aasman se aur zameen se? Ask these non-believers, who is it that gives you your rozi from the heavens and from the earth? The rains that come down from the top, the earth that makes things grow, etc. Who is it that gives you all your rozi that you have? The natural answer is, Qulillah. Batlade ke Allah, tell them, and they know that it is only Allah. Even a hardcore atheist, if you have to cross-examine him, he will also have to admit that rozi is solely and only from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one who sends down the rains, who makes things to grow, etc. So rozi is only from Allah Ta'ala. When that is the case, and they also accept and understand, then just tell them, ask them, وَإِنَّا أَوْ إِيَّاكُمْ لَعَلَى هُدًا أَوْ فِي ظَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ اور یا ہم یا تم بے شک ہدایت پر ہے یا پرے ہے گمراہی میں سرے. Then say to them that it is either that we or you are on ہدایت or we or you are in open misguidance. That is, when we all believe that Allah is the giver of rozi, you also accept it, but you deny it outwardly. You say that the earth gives things, Mother Nature does everything, Mother Earth gives things, and you don't want to admit that it is from Allah Ta'ala from the bottom of your heart. Then either we or you are on hidayat, or either we or you are on misguidance. And it is clear then that those who believe Allah is the giver of rozi and they believe in Allah, these are those people who are on hidayat, and those who don't want to admit it and don't want to accept it, they are the people who are on misguidance. قُلْ لَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا أَجْرَمْنَا وَلَا نُسْأَلُ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ تو کہ تم سے پوچھ نہیں ہوگی اس کی جو ہم نے گناہ کیا اور ہم سے پوچھ نہ ہوگی اس کی جو تم کرتے ہو. And also say to them that we will not, that you will not be questioned of any of the sins that we had committed, and neither will we be questioned of what you had done. Everyone is going to face his own account. Nobody is going to be asked about the other person, what did that person do? And this is a great principle. If we can understand and bring in our lives, we'll find lot of sukoon, peace and happiness in our lives. Normally we are worried what other people say about us, and that causes us lot of parishani. What we have to worry what others say, we worry what our condition is. And we must be worried whether we are fulfilling the rights of other people, of the wife and of the children, etc. But that we don't worry whether we are fulfilling their rights, we are more worried and fighting that they not fulfilling our rights. And we won't be asked whether others fulfilled our rights. We will be asked whether we fulfilled the rights of the others. In other words, our success, our failure does not lie with outside people, it lies within ourselves. How much we come right, how much we are right is our success. But we want to determine what other people think about us. That is not our success and our failure. What we ourselves are, by that we are judged by Allah Ta'ala, and not what other people say. And today we are too worried what other people are saying and what they are doing, etc. And then we forget ourselves. Whereas we should be worried about ourselves and correct ourselves. قُلْ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ يَفْتَحُ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاحُ الْعَلِيمُ. تو کہہ جمع کرے گا ہم سب کو رب ہمارا پھر فیصلہ کرے گا ہم میں انصاف کا. Say to them that Allah is the one who is going to gather all of us, And when He has gathered us, then He will make a decision between us with absolute fairness and absolute truthfulness. And every person, what he himself was, according to that will be the ruling of Allah Ta'ala. Not what other people thought about us, not what other people said about us, whether they criticized us, praised us. We are what we are, and according to that Allah will make a judgment and ruling for us. So that day is going to come when that reality will take place. Or wahi hai qissa chukane wala, sab kuch janne wala. And it is only Allah Ta'ala who is the one who will make all the decisions, and is fully aware of each and everything. So turn only to Allah and realize you yourself must come right. Don't worry what the opinion of other people are about you. Whether other people are fulfilling your rights, whether they are being good to you, bad to you, you worry whether you are being good to other people or are you bad to other people. And are you fulfilling the rights of Allah or not? Worry about yourself. We worry too much about other people and we forget ourselves in the process. Whereas we are the center figure and we should worry about ourselves and correct ourselves first and foremost. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.